Welcome back to Fourth Is with Intoxicate. I'm Intoxicate Kate Slunts, dining with you Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. For additional information on anything you hear on today's show, you're going to want to visit Intoxicate.com. That's Intoxicate with a K, where you can find food photos, news, events, and more. We are continuing this very exciting conversation with Absinthia Vermouth and Jared Hirsch, the co-founders of Nickel Dime Cocktail Syrups, who are currently launching this really great campaign on Kickstarter.
Well, before we kind of dive into the flavors a little bit more, can we talk a little bit about the Kickstarter campaign and why you use that specific program to kind of reach out and expand your business?
You know, when we started a little over 3 years ago, Jared approached me with this amazing syrup and he wanted to bring it to market and didn't quite know how to do it. And I knew that he already had all these fans, people who were coming to the bar, ordering two, three at a time, bringing their friends, coming back in. And I said, we already have a following. Let's use that. Let's tap those people. Let's tap this community of people who are obsessed with this cocktail syrup that want bottles, and let's have them help us bring it to market. And so we launched a Kickstarter 3 years ago, in fact, almost to the day. I think it ended on April Fool's Day 3 years ago. We hit our goal in 7 days, and we sold 30 cases of a product that really didn't exist. We fulfilled that campaign within 3 months and got listed on Amazon and started getting restaurants and bars and bottle shops across the country. And so when we were ready to answer the question of what's next, which has been asked us since the beginning, and we wanted to learn more about the business and become better business people and understand how to work with distributors and how to ship across the country and how to work with Amazon and so on and so forth. We knew that we wanted, again, to tap our community and to bring those three new flavors to life by using a Kickstarter.
You know, Kickstarter is useful because if your listeners don't know what Kickstarter is a crowdfunding website. You donate money to a specific project. Most of these are startups and new products that don't exist yet. And in exchange, you get what's called a backer reward. In our case, the backer rewards are the syrups that you're donating money to us to help bring to life. So if you can buy, you can back us for one bottle of a spirit of your choice or a case of bottles, or I, you know, as I said earlier, can come and bartend a party, or Absinthia can come and bartend a party. So we have a whole bunch of different backer rewards for people's custom levels. You can also just give us money for no reason because you think that what we're doing is really cool and you want to see us succeed, and we will love you forever for that. But what we really want is we really want to give you the product. We want to produce it and, you know, raise the money in order to do it on a grassroots level, because that's what this is really about. We're not a big company. We're not a major liquor company. We don't like the way that they operate and the kind of business models that they present. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors in that business. And we're really interested in doing it from the ground up and doing it slowly and learning the business and going through it. So that's why Kickstarter for us is so appealing. There's a definite pitfall with it. If we don't meet our goal, we're asking for $30,000 to fund these three syrups. If we don't meet our goal, we don't get any of the money. Nobody's credit cards are charged until you meet your goal.
And so we're currently about, at the time of this recording, we are almost 70% of the way there with about 24 hours to go. Neither of us have really slept much in the last 28 days. so we're hoping, you know, we're hoping there's a lot of people who have backed us because they love Caged Heat, they love us, they believe in us, and they want to try these new syrups. If we don't meet that goal,
well, who knows what happens?
Who knows what happens?
I mean, yeah, who knows?
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, we can't even.
No.
We can't even.
We will meet
that.
Our goal, but we need help.
No, we're getting off the phone again, and I'm not going to spaz out this time because the recording is going to be there and it's going to work. And then I'm going to get on Kickstarter and go ahead and pledge my support. So what's the URL?
Oh, thank you so much.
Support you.
Yeah. So we've used tinyurl.com, tinyurl/3newsyrups. So that's all sort of one word. So www.tinyurl.com/3newsyrups.
You could also just go to Kickstarter, kickstarter.com and type in Nickel Dime, and it'll come right up.
True.
Perfect. I will also, of course, share that on Intoxicate Living Life Deliciously on Facebook and, of course, intoxicate.com in case those of you listening are either driving or maybe cooking. But also, you know, I kind of want to dive in with both of you about the details of these syrups again, because we talked a little bit before about this and I just found it so interesting. So can we break down again the flavors and the ingredients in each one?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are three new flavors. We started with caged heat that's been on the market for 3 years now. And caged heat has tamarind, cardamom, and ghost pepper. The one of the new flavors is fairy dust, and that is wormwood, anise, and fennel. And it's essentially a non-alcoholic absinthe-flavored simple syrup.
Then there's Crimson Smoke, which is cranberry, honey, and lapsang souchong, a smoked Chinese tea. And last is going to be cherry balm, which is coffee, cacao, and cherry. And I'm really interested in bringing out some of the more nuanced flavors of those ingredients, a little bit more of the bittersweet components of chocolate, more of the dark roasted coffee. You see a lot of bitter cocktails at craft cocktails right now, and we tend to find that that's becoming that's trending, bitter cocktails. So we're looking to bring some of that just to add depth to flavors that people are already recognize what cherry, coffee, and cacao might taste like, but we're just adding even more depth to it to make it more interesting.
And we've made it easy for the people who get these syrups in that every label has a recipe on it. And like we were talking about earlier, it's a great place to start. Use the recipe that's on the bottle and then go from there and experiment. Let us know. We want to hear what people are doing with our syrup.
The flavors that you decided to kind of roll out with now that are with the Kickstarter campaign, how did you decide that these were the three specific flavors that you wanted to go for? Were there other ones that were kind of in flux that maybe you guys were considering, or was it always these three?
There's an endless list of flavors that are in my head. I'm interested.
Jared is so good at combining flavors that you don't think would work together.
I don't remember if I said this in our first interview or this interview, but my goal in life is to know what everything tastes like. I want to know all the flavor combinations. When people come up to my bar and they ask me, what's your favorite cocktail? I don't have an easy answer for that because I don't believe in such a thing. To me, my favorite cocktail is the one I haven't had yet. Like, that's what I want. I want to know what all the flavor combinations are like. I go to a bar and I look at a menu and I want to see, oh, I don't know what that's going to taste like. Let's try that one. And that's what guides me in my life. And that's how I ended up behind the bar. And that's how I ended up making the syrups company. I just want to know all those flavor combinations. I have all kinds of flavors in my head. We'll renounce them as
we'll get there. Let's get this Kickstarter up. So that is Jared's goal, to try all the new flavors, to try everything. I have a slightly different goal, and this is where the fairy dust flavor came from. And to be honest, this is the only of the four. This is the only one that I created. Jared is really our recipe and flavor guy. I started bootlegging absinthe 10 years before it was legal, and have launched my own brand of absinthe. And it took almost 5 years to get that business off the ground, to get product on the shelves. It's now an award-winning absinthe, but when we started talking about these new flavors, I was just pulling out my hair. I could not get this product launched. And so I started talking to Jared about creating an absinthe simple syrup. And that's where fairy dust came from. And when I started talking to him about it, Jared said, he poo-pooed it. He said it wouldn't work. And I thought it would. And I didn't see any harm in trying.
Yep.
And so without him really even knowing, I just ordered the herbs and showed up in a meeting one day with them and said, let's make it.
And that's what we did. And I was, you know, I was a skeptic. I didn't think that was something that, although it might be something that I might be interested in, I didn't think it would carry beyond my own interest. And I made it and I was on the floor. It was so delicious. And then I took it to the bar at Sidebar where I work in Oakland and started making it for customers. And people started ordering it and then wanting another one and wanting to know what else I could do with it. And it had that same feeling that I had when I did Caged Heat. And that was when I knew we were ready to launch new flavors, was when I had another syrup that had the same response that Caged Heat had when I first made it, that third cocktail.
And so my goal in life is to make absinthe as popular as it was 125, 150 years ago. And I think this syrup, without the high alcohol content, is almost a gateway to get people to try absinthe, which is now legal. It has never been a hallucinogen. It's not the reason why Van Gogh cut off his ear. It is simply a when made well, it's a wonderful spirit that you can drink neat over ice with a splash of water or in a cocktail. And so having it in a syrup form, what's the recipe? Is it a little lemon juice and gin on the label?
I mean, that's where I would start with it, is I would do gin, lemon juice, and fairy dust. Those flavor, all the herbaceousness of gin, the brightness of the lemon. There's a famous classic cocktail called a Corpse Reviver. Number two. That's not confused. Number one, number two. Number two is gin, lemon, a little bit of orange liqueur, a little bit of Lillet, and absinthe. And it's that absinthe component that pushes that cocktail into the stratosphere of amazing cocktails. And so that's what we want to do. But when you make a Corpse Reviver, it calls for a dash of absinthe. And one of the reasons I think that is because absinthe it can be very high proof. And the history of making alcohol for the last 50 years has not been one of making quality alcohols. We sort of, the big companies make alcohol that they sell as top shelf products that aren't at all. But they have marketing budgets behind them to convince you that they are. And so when you're taking high proof, not well-made alcohol, and then adding in these other flavors to it, a lot of people's first reaction is a negative one. But if you can change somebody's perception of it, start by taking out the alcohol and just calling it something else. Don't call it absinthe, call it fairy dust. And just say it's a fennel anise syrup. Suddenly more doors open and more people are open to possibilities. And then once you get them into that and you find out they like that, that's when you pull down the bottle of really good absinthe and say, well, if you like that, maybe you like this too.
Well, I have to tell you, you know that fairy dust was kind of my gateway to with interest with this, because it's absinthe is something I have not tried, and it's something that I want to try. And I know, you know, you touched very briefly on some of these misconceptions, but I'm dying to try the fairy dust, because I do want to kind of use it as that gateway. And I'm going to throw it out there again. You know, this East Coast nickel dime cocktail syrup party has to happen.
We're in.
If you're throwing the party, we'll be there. Look out, Lords Valley Country Club.
So tell us again the URL for the Kickstarter campaign, and also where can we buy Caged Heat?
The URL for our Kickstarter is www.tinyurl.com/3newsyrups. Or you can just go to Kickstarter.com and search Nickel Dime, and you'll find us.
Caged Heat, the tamarind, cardamom, and ghost pepper syrup, can be found most easily on the East Coast on Amazon, where they will deliver it to your door in 2 days. We're also available in Stonewall Kitchen. That's a little more New England. I understand they're expanding more into the tri-state area.
And then it's also available at the bar at the Hartford Restaurant Group.
Cynthia and Jared, guys, I cannot thank you again for coming on. I greatly appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck with your Kickstarter campaign.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.